In theater, typically the way things work is a playwright writes a play and then a theater company puts it on stage. There's one group helping Atlanta artists with all of the stuff that happens in between. Working title playwrights recently named Amber Bradshaw as their new managing director. We sat down with her to talk about how the organization can help writers through the process from page to stage.
A playwright usually writes a play, but that's really just the beginning. The playwright kind of has to create an egg of an idea, and then they have to release it to a support team of artists that help them sculpt it, bring in a myriad of different perspectives. And that is a process that can take years. And that's where we come in. So we offer bi-monthly critique sessions so the playwrights can bring in scenes as part of the plays and get feedback and work on the play that way. And then we offer a reading series where they can request to see their play performed as a reading by professional actors, which is sort of a fast process. They have one rehearsal and one reading. And then we have, of course, our development lab, which is the Ethel Wilson Lab, where they are awarded a week of development with professional actors and dramaturgs and directors. That is a really rewarding process. They work with the dramaturg for 2 months before the lab. So that gives you sort of an idea of all the different ways we help them through the development process once they've got the play in their head and on the page.
You run the company.
I do.
How did the company come about?
In 2003, a group of six people who, some of which are still members, they were meeting at Starbucks and they were reading each other's plays and doing feedback. They were called the Blue Machine Writers. And they created Working Title as a way to bring these critique session experiences to playwrights because they found them so useful. And so I think that was actually in 02, and then 03 is when we got our nonprofit status and started doing sessions and evolving as an organization.
The member roles of Working Title Playwrights include some names very familiar to Atlanta playgoers.
Yes.
Topher Payne, Suhaila El Attar, Theron Patterson. What works might audiences have seen that have passed through Working Title?
That's a great question. Evelyn in Purgatory was Topher Payne. Confessions of a Hitman is Henry W. Kimmel's play that will be in the Riser Lab this coming year, so you'll be hearing more about that one. But we did that one last year. We have done Johnny Drago's work in our labs. We have done Patricia Enritzi's work in our labs. Patricia was actually recently was nominated for an O'Neill Finalist Award for one of her plays that she did as an Ethel Wilson lab called The Nightingale Rose. There's two titles, but I'll just say the one that doesn't have the cuss word in it. So that's a few. And then Suhaila actually, a lot of her work with us was as a dramaturg and as a moderator, which she is phenomenal at.
Tell us about the Wilson Lab. You mentioned it earlier.
Yes, yes. The Ethel Wilson Lab is, in my opinion, one of our most exciting programs because it offers a very intensive experience for a playwright that really wants to get a play to a point where they can continue submitting it and potentially get it produced. So the lab was started when a member's mother decided to start donating $1,000 to Working Title every year. And based on this donation, which doesn't come close to covering lab price, like costs at all, was a way to honor this wonderful woman who whose name was Ethel Wilson. And even on her deathbed, she wrote us a check. So it's in honor of her and her loyalty to us. But the lab is really about giving playwrights an opportunity to come up with, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Riser Lab in the way that it's set up because you can submit with half a play. You can submit with one act and an outline. Like the point at which the play is being developed is not important. It's all about the potential for the play and what the playwright needs. And so it's very open. The only thing you need to be is a member of Working Title, and you need to have a full-length play. And you need to be open to the collaboration process because it is very collaborative.
So tell us about the selection process.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So they submit in October, and I always have a panel of readers that changes every year. People that I try to find that are through academia, they are past recipients of the Ethel Wolfson Lab, successful or noted playwrights or dramaturgs. So this year our panel was Theron Patterson, Margaret Baldwin, Jill Patrick, who was the previous managing artistic director, John Patrick Bray, who is a playwright outside Atlanta. But yeah, it changes each year. And so it's not just me doing the selection process, and it's really about the potential the play has, because you don't necessarily have a full idea in front of you. So it's a really exciting process because you don't really know what you're going to get at the end.
Mm-hmm. The 24-hour plays is coming
yes.
up soon, and we spoke recently with Dad's Garage about their collaboration with the Atlanta Opera for the 24-hour opera.
Yes, what a great idea.
And similarly, Working Title has partnered with the Paideia School
yes.
for this year's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell us about that partnership
sure.
and the significance of
yes. it. Yes. Well, I feel it's very significant because Paideia is just a phenomenal school in Atlanta and has really fostered creative artists from K through 12. It's as an Atlanta native, a lot of my favorite artists when I was growing up in the theater world were Paideia students. One of my best friends, Danielle Taylor, started as the technical director and technical teacher at Paideia this year. And so we saw an opportunity to connect with Paideia. And of course, we also have our own mentorship program that we do, which is actually specifically for high school students as well as college and graduate, but high school students are absolutely encouraged to apply. So it's sort of an obvious partnership. And you know, you've got some really creative kids coming out of Paideia, and the teachers are incredibly progressive in what they want those kids to do. So the theater teacher is interested in having us potentially work with students on helping them write plays, short plays, and things like that. So that's really exciting. And Paideia has been very supportive of the idea. Of course, the 24-hour plays for us is a fundraiser. And everybody involved, the around 100 theater artists that are involved are all volunteers. And it is literally a 24-hour process from 10 p.m. to 10 p.m. the next evening. Everything is done in that time period. So we're really excited to be partnering with Paideia, and we're going to have about 15 of their students involved in the 24-hour plays in kind of whatever way they'd like to learn. So it's going to be super fun to work with them.
Coming up soon, March 26th, there will be a staged reading of a new work that you helped nurture. Tell us about the club.
Yes, the club is by Sanhara Eastman. And notably, she is one of our mentorship students this year, which is absolutely wonderful. But she's a special type. She graduated from NYU in playwriting. She got her master's there. So she's written a play about Brooklyn in the 1970s, and it's an African-American social club, which is essentially a neighborhood bar, where the community is really struggling to maintain what they have, as Brooklyn declines around them, they are kind of holding on to one another. And so it's about this community fighting to save this neighborhood in particular. And it's a beautiful snapshot into a particular time in our history and a particular culture. And it's her culture. Her grandfather owned this club, so it's a really beautiful story. It's reminiscent of the work of August Wilson and Lankford Wilson. Beautiful character-driven work that is touching and really beautifully done. So we're doing the reading at the Alliance Theater Black Box, which is on the third floor, and that's going to be Sunday at 7:30, and it is free to attend. There is going to be a feedback session afterward where we'll talk about the play and people's responses. I would love to add that Working Title encourages people to join us and share your voice and be a part of the process of new development. And your feedback could change the course of a play. It's a very exciting process.
It is exciting. What can an audience bring to this process?
Well, theater is very unique in that the audience is what gives us a reason to be there. So I always tell people that even if the audience has feedback that may or may not feel helpful to them, it's still important to know. So usually our feedback sessions are broad. We say things like, what stuck out to you? What did you like? What distracted you? They're basic questions, but the answers are incredibly relevant to the playwright. And what sticks out could be shocking to the playwright.
You became managing artistic director of Working Title Playwrights about a year ago?
Yes, in January of last year.
But you've been a theater artist in Atlanta for several years now.
Yes.
As you continue to lead the organization, Amber, what would you like to see happen for Atlanta theater and playwrights?
Well, I would say that for me, I want there to be a space for creatives to be able to tap into whatever they want to do and know that they have the access to the community that will allow them to do whatever their heart desires in the art world, no matter how much money they have. So with Working Title, I encourage people to self-produce. I encourage them to find any avenue they can to get their work out there. And with Working Title, it's a great way to get jump-started into the community if you're new. And so what do I really want for the theater community in Atlanta? I think right now we're seeing a huge trend towards new development and the theaters around town starting to really embrace the idea of doing world premieres because it is a dangerous deal. You know, if you don't have brand recognition and name recognition, you could lose your shirt on a show. And they do. And so it's important to acknowledge how they have to consider their season and they have to put that first. They've got to keep their doors open. So what I would love to see for the theater community is growth of our audiences and their desire to see new work and to hear new voices. Because that's what new work is all about. It's not that we're saying that there's anything wrong with Shakespeare. It's that we're saying, how does the work that's happening now really get us going and drive us and connect us to one another? And so that's really what I'd like, is if we can grow our audience, we can do anything.
That was Amber Bradshaw of Working Title Playwrights. Their staged reading of the new play, The Club, takes place Sunday, March 26th in the Alliance Theater's third floor black box theater space. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.